Warning, this show features some violence, strong language, and explicit adult content. We all enjoy fantasy stories we wouldn't want to live through ourselves. Whether that be traversing treacherous lands of thirst, caught in battle between two barbaric nations, or lost in the woods with a killer, our show is a safe space to indulge in sexual fantasies. The events are entirely fictional, featuring themes that blur the lines of consent. We understand that such content may not be suitable for all audiences, and encourage you to exercise discretion, dear listener, and approach our content with an open mind as we handle it as ethically as we can. For information and trigger warnings, please visit yukiassassin.com/content advisory. Now, with that out of the way, we hope you enjoy The Desert Rose. Desert Rose, Part 1, The Red Door.
You girl.
Oh, hello, Captain.
Want a drink? It's not water, of course. It's just a little something for the spirit.
Oh no, thank you.
I respect your need for discretion. You paid well for it. But you haven't escaped the notice of my men. The presence of a woman, well, they're just drawn to it, you know. So, what's a highborn girl from the Kingdom of Annandale doing traveling all by yourself to Atlantis?
Why had I come? Because 4 days ago, I had a father whom I loved. A throne destined to be mine. A home. Servants whom I could trust. And with the fall of a dagger's edge, it was all taken. And my uncle stood in father's place with the notion to marry me. Me. His niece.
My dearest niece. I've always said it, but you are the spitting image of your mother. Her same curly brunette hair and brown doe eyes, soft little nose, and such luscious curves. That, and younger, and twice as beautiful. I will make you mine, and mine only. Not even my damnable brother can keep us apart anymore.
Girl?
I don't know, I'm just seeking a new life is all.
Oh, that you'll find. You'll find that indeed.
Let go of me! Hand me! I paid you for passage!
For a girl with that much gold to spare, makes a man wonder what else you got under those robes. Ortho! Her jewelry, now!
Captain, I beg of you.
Keep still or lose a finger. Well, by the prophets, looks like we have in our hands a fortune. See what other treasures is hiding beneath those robes.
No! No!
Didn't think the girl had it in her.
Should we search for her on shore?
She's a princess of nothing now. We took everything. Well, almost.
I trudged over the sand of a nearby shore for a night and a day. My robe lifted over my head to keep the punishing rays of the sun away from my sensitive skin. With a great thirst and hunger in me, I knew that even if I made it to wherever lay ahead, I was nothing without my riches. princess with only torn silks to her meaningless name. But a princess survives. I came upon one of the salt cities.